صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم mercy upon mankind صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islam brothers, we are back with our program, The Cure of Every Illness, Salli ala Muhammad. Indeed, by watching these episodes of this program, inshallah ta'ala, you will realize how much of a reality this statement is, that the cure of every illness, Salli ala Muhammad, inshallah ta'ala. Without any shadow of a doubt, the cure for our pains, the cure for our illnesses, is in sending salawat and salam upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In the last episode, our first episode of this program, we discussed about the verse of the durood that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded and ordered us that we are to send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And it is the right of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that we send salawat upon him sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamists, without any shadow of doubt, subhanAllah, it is indeed a huge gift bestowed upon us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we also gain the opportunity to send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself and the angels alayhim salatu wa salam, they send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We are also included in those individuals that send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. With love and devotion, let's collectively send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear friends, inshallah ta'ala, in today's episode, in today's program, I would like to mention a few ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the excellence of sending salawat upon him sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, as our routine, we will mention a few faith-refreshing narrations and parables as well, and also try and go over a beautiful invocation that we can recite, remember and recite, and gain the benefits of this as well, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala has narrated that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the person in whose presence my name is mentioned, he should send salawat upon me. And upon the one who recites salawat upon me once, Allah Azza wa Jal will send 10 blessings upon him. Allah Azza wa Jal says that you recite salawat one time and surely in return you will gain 10 blessings. If someone wants to always remain under the countless blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is day or night, he should keep reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers, whether we are at home, we are to recite salawat. Whether we are traveling, recite salawat. Whether we are busy in business dealings in our shop, then recite salawat. Whether you are with your family, recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Whether you are outside someone, recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Insha'Allah ta'ala, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will encompass you, it will shroud you, insha'Allah azza wa jal. It is obvious that reciting salawat once will earn you 10 blessings, but you are not restricted to a certain number of durood-e-pak in a day. No, recite as much as you can. However many you can, recite in the praise, in the remembrance of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the more you recite, the more blessings, the more reward you will gain as well, insha'Allah azza wa jal. It is mentioned in another hadith, that Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an has narrated that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who sends durood upon me 10 times, Allah azza wa jal will send shower 100 blessings upon him. And the one who sends a durood upon me 100 times, Allah will shower 1,000 blessings upon him. And my master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has further said, the one who recites more than this out of willingness and devotion towards me, I will be the intercessor and his witness on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, my dear Islam brothers. Viewers on Madani channel, just ponder over this. Such a beautiful gift from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Such a huge favor from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is very great common practice in the world. You work less, you earn less. But Allah Azza wa Jal is so merciful. Little effort and so much reward, so much blessing. Let's once again collectively recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah. These are all different durud-e paak. Takes a few seconds. Not long at all. How long will it take? We recited it once and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with 10 blessings. Now, my dear disciples, we will learn how our sins are forgiven as well. How our virtues are increased. Indeed, reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is a huge blessing for us. It is an ocean of reward for us. A gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us. Here we recite Durud-e Paak, Salawat and Salam. There we receive the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of us might be ill. Some of us might be upset. Some of us might be disturbed due to some sort of business related problem. Some sort of domestic family issue that we are having. My dear Islam brothers, the cure for every illness. Salli ala Muhammad. Recite Durud-e Paak upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And all of these worries, all of these troubles that we have, insha'Allah ta'ala, through the mercy of Allah, they will go away as well, insha'Allah azza wa jal. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala said, just ponder over it. The one who recites more than this, more than 10 times, out of willingness and devotion to me, I will be his intercessor and a witness for him on the day of judgment. Just look at this narration of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Whoever sends the Durud-e Paak upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam more than 1,000 times out of willingness and devotion, sends it wholeheartedly towards the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Look at the reward he will gain. What else do we want, my dear Islam brothers? Our master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam himself has said that he will intercede for such a person on the day of judgment and he will be his witness. My dear Islam brothers, no believer can ask for anything more. My dear Islam brothers, make durood, make recitation of salawat and salam part of our daily routine. We waste our time on many irrelevant conversations. We waste our time on social media. We waste our time using our mobile phones and other electronic devices. We waste our time doing wasteful, futile things. But my dear Islam brothers, if we begin reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam as a wird, as an invitation for us, if we recite it whilst we are walking, if we recite it whilst we are sitting, if we recite it whilst we are standing, then you will feel it. Indeed, you will feel the blessings of reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. You will witness that all of your problems slowly, slowly, slowly will begin to get solved and you are getting relief from your difficulties. Subhanallah, my dear Islam brothers. I would like now to mention a few beautiful, faith-refreshing narrations as well, so that we can gain benefits from this as well, insha'Allah ta'ala. Sayyidina Sa'ad Zanjani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said that a man, he used to live with us in Egypt. And that man, he was a very pious person. People used to call him with the name of Sayyid Khayyad. Neither he would interact with people, nor did he used to attend gatherings. But later on, he started to attend gatherings arranged by Ibn Rashiq rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi regularly. People, when they saw this, they got surprised. So they asked the reason for him attending the gatherings of Ibn Rashiq rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi regularly. He replied to them that I have saw the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. He says that I saw the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam in my dream. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he told me, he said to me, be present in the gatherings of Ibn Rashid because he sends Darood-e Paak salawat upon me abundantly. Subhanallah, my dear Islam brothers. To be in the company of the person who recites Darood-e Paak upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam abundantly, this is liked by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So imagine the favor, the reward that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be showing towards those who actually recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam abundantly themselves. Why should we not also be amongst that category of individuals that recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam abundantly? Another narration, Muhammad bin Sa'id rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states that before going to bed, I would do one thing as a necessity, and that is I would recite Darood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in a particular quantity. It was a fixed number. One night, I fell asleep after I had recited Darood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to that particular number. And I saw my room, this was illuminating. I saw that my room, in my dream, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was walking in it. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was entering through my door, my room was filled with nur. Then the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he took a step towards me and he said, "Turn your mouth towards me, the one through which you abundantly recite durood upon me, so that I can kiss it." Muhammad bin Sa'id rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states that I felt shy that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would bless my mouth by kissing it. I, just an inferior man, he states that I turned my blessed face away from my mouth, away from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he kissed me on my cheek. Subhanallah, subhanallah. He states that I immediately woke up, and so did my wife as well. And at that time, the entire house was filled with fragrance. As the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the dream had kissed my cheek, it smelled from this fragrance for 8 days after this dream. My wife, she states that she also felt this fragrance from the cheek for 8 days as well. Subhanallah. Think about it, my dear Islam brothers. Such blessings are showered upon those who recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam abundantly. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Let's mention another narration. Abu al-Fazl rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that a man came from Khurasan region and told me that I saw the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in my dream. I was in a masjid in Medina Sharif, and the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam he said to me that if you visit the Hamdan city, convey my salam to Abu al-Fazl. I humbly asked, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, why are you so kind towards Abu al-Fazl? What is the reason that you are so generous towards him?" The reply came that daily he sends a durood upon me 100 times or more. Abu al-Fazl said that the man asked him about the durood, so he told the man that the durood that he would recite daily was this particular durood. This durood is visible on your screen. You can see this durood if you want. You can take a picture of it as well. And you can save it in your gallery. And you can gain the benefits of this as well, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. What is that durood-e paak? That Abu al-Fazl, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he would recite. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. Jazallahu Muhammadan sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Anna ma huwa ahlu. Such a very beautiful short durood-e paak of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this is the blessing that was given to Sayyidina Abu al-Fazl rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that a man was instructed to go and convey the salam of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in this, for him reciting this particular durood-e paak 100 times every day. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us also the ability to recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And these different durood-e paak that we are learning in our silsila, the cure for every illness, salli ala Muhammad, we should try to include them in our recitation of durood-e paak as well, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, and gain the benefits of this as well, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. And we mentioned that we're going to talk about an invocation. The invocation of today is that many a time we forget things. Many a time we do not remember where we have placed this something, or what we are going to say, etc., etc. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, he has reported from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, that when you forget something, send salawat upon me, inshallah it will come to your mind. So my dear son, with this, let's make this intention inshallah ta'ala. If any time comes that we forget something, we do not remember something, then we send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And inshallah ta'ala, this recitation of salawat, it will remind us of that thing that we have forgotten inshallah ta'ala. We are going through many different Madini pearls, many different narrations, faith refreshing narrations of our pious predecessors rahimahumullah ta'ala, about the virtues, the excellences, the bounties and favors that they gained by reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Keep it in mind, the cure of every illness. Salli ala Muhammad. May Allah give us all the tawfiq to abundantly send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Today's episode is slightly shorter because we want you to gain as much as possible in a short amount of time. And inshallah azza wa jal, when our next episode comes, we'll bring you some more narrations, some more ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, some more faith refreshing narrations of our pious predecessors rahimahumullah ta'ala. And also we will have our invocation of Durood-e Pak in our next episode as well inshallah ta'ala. Keep watching our program, our episodes of the cure of every illness is salli ala Muhammad, and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم mercy upon mankind صلى الله عليه وسلم.